I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The pile-on of crisis after crisis in Lebanon is creating accumulated emotional trauma. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon.
With the earthquake and the fear, and of course you know about the economic collapse, so people are living in constant fear of not being able to live tomorrow, of an impending death or something that's going to happen, a catastrophe. And they really feel that, and especially the young people.
Triumphant Mercy is creating a podcast to talk about trauma healing and gospel hope.
What is our solution? Where do we find peace? I cannot give peace to anyone. I cannot do anything except if Jesus is in the equation.
Please pray for the Lebanese to be filled with Christ's living hope. And no matter what you're doing right now, pause and reflect for a moment. And when was the last time your pastor or small group talked about unreached people groups? 1/3 of the world's population today has no access to the gospel, yet that staggering statistic rarely, if ever, shows up in a sermon or study. Steve Johnson is the executive director of the Alliance for the Unreached.
In many respects, churches in North America have kind of turned inward. We're growing in our understanding of Scripture in some respects. Worship is probably more dynamic than it's ever been. But what's been forgotten in the midst of that is the Great Commission. We've stopped praying for those who haven't heard the gospel.
The Alliance connects unreached people groups to Jesus by connecting you to the unreached. You can join their efforts on May 28th, the International Day for the Unreached. You don't have to wait until then to start. Download the free action guide at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trails World Radio offers a free 30-day devotional called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Look for the links at missionnews.org.